This is Rocky Mountain Voices, powered by PodTech.
So in the morning, instead of waking up to an alarm clock, personally, I wake up better to the sun rising, regardless of what time of the day. You can have the lights gradually dim up and have your music come on, have the blinds raise 20 minutes before you wake up, the temperatures come up. So you can have control your whole environment.
This is Brad with Rocky Mountain Voices, and I'm here today with Scott Moulton and Ed Ryan from Control 4. Welcome to the podcast, guys.
Hi. Thanks.
I'm excited to learn a little bit more about what smart lighting would mean. I know you guys talk about the smart home, and we've talked a little bit about automation in the past, and even some of the digital home, but tell me a little bit more about lighting, Ed, and what is smart lighting?
Well, lighting is one of those technologies that everybody takes for granted and doesn't really understand the benefit of what smart lighting or automated lighting can do for you. The first obvious benefit is that you can control lights from wherever you are without having to go to the specific light switch that controls that lighting load. So it gives you remote access and remote control to all your lighting. The other thing that overlays on top of that is that you can control your lighting in an automated way. So you can have events in your home automation system that trigger lighting coming on. So for example, at a certain time of day, half an hour before sunset, you can have your outside lights come on. Or at certain times of the day, you can have them shut off. Or based on events, if a motion sensor goes off because you're getting up at night, you can have the pathway to the kitchen turn on. So there's all this automation that you can get built into the lighting that most people don't think about until you really use it and have access to it.
Do you really need smart lighting? I mean, isn't it easy just to turn on a switch in your house?
Well, sure. I mean, what is a need, right? You need food, you need air, right? So if you get down at that level, do you need it? So one of my favorite keypad buttons in my house is at the top of my stairs, looking down into the basement. I have programmed a button that shuts all the lights off in the basement. There is nothing more annoying than having a light being put on and having to walk down to where it is. Last night, for example, perfect example, one of my children turns on the fan in the bathroom all the time and leaves the lights on, not just the lights, but the fan. So at 11:30 at night, I'm going to bed, and this bathroom's right underneath our bedroom, and that fan, the ball bearings aren't quite working exactly right, and so it's a very noisy, rattly fan. And so I can't go to sleep if that fan's on. So without smart lighting, I'd have to get up out of bed, go downstairs, turn the fan off, come back up. Where last night is one of those moments where you say, boy, I'm so glad I have this system. I reached over to my nightstand, and I have a basement off button, so I didn't have to search for which light it was, which fan it was, because there's a couple bathrooms down there. I just press that off button, the fan goes off, and I roll over back in bed, say, oh, isn't this great?
So one of those moments where you're happy you made that investment.
Yeah, it's little things like that, but once you live with this, you just really appreciate the value of it. I have another keypad button when I leave the house. It's house off. So when everyone is out of the house, I don't have to run around the house to make sure I didn't leave a light on. I just press that button, and the whole house, the lights will shut off, and I'm good to go. Don't need to worry about it.
Scott, I know one of the things that I've read in some of your brochures and even on the website is, if you're in an emergency situation, you've got a fire in your home or something, you can program your system. Your lights would be flashing or, you know, other things in the outside. Tell me a little bit more about that and maybe some of the benefits that are around security and really kind of helping you in your home.
Sure. As Ed mentioned, one of the benefits, you know, is that the lights, multiple lights can interact with each other, but because you're tied into a whole home automation system, really the lights can interact with other systems in the home as well. And so whether that's a security alarm that goes off or a smoke detector or a motion detector, those lights can respond accordingly. So that could be a case like you mentioned of, you know, a fire alarm that goes off, and so, you know, emergency vehicles are on their way, so to notify, you know, those vehicles where the home is at, the front porch lights could flash on and off. But it could also be something more convenient oriented in the way that, for example, you know, coming home from work, you know, you never have to arrive home to a dark house. You know, I open the garage door and that triggers lights in the home to come on, right? So that it gives me a pathway from the garage into the, you know, through the mudroom into the kitchen, things like that. So I don't have to walk into a dark home carrying groceries and fumbling for lights or anything
like that. Yeah, just safety and security. One of the the basic things about it is having the lights on so you can see where you're going, right? So you get up at night. Our house, we have the lights programmed, so if it's after 11 o'clock at night, the lights come on. They only come on 50%. So in the middle of the night when I'm up, I turn the light on. I don't have to do the one-eye dance. Like, you know, I can't open both eyes because it's too much of a shock to my eyes. It's painful. So you have the lights come up just a little bit so that it's comforting to your eyes. The other thing, if you need to get up and walk downstairs, go into the kitchen or answer a door or something, you can have the entire lighting path, the place where you're coming from to where you're going to and back, be lit just with a touch of a button. So you don't have to keep going forward into the dark, then hit that switch, go to the next one, hit that switch. So it's little things like that that, you know, a lot of people fall, accidents happen based on that. Or like Scott said, you're carrying something and you don't have the ability to turn a light switch on. How often you're coming in the house with groceries and you're fumbling around trying to hit a light switch, whereas you don't have to do that. So it's just little conveniences, like not having to go downstairs to turn the fan off or not having to turn all the lights off as you're walking someplace or have things happen automatically, be a motion sensor or a time of day or some other event happen. A cool thing that I do in my theater at home is I tie the lights dimming to starting a movie. So when I play on my DVD player or my VCR, the lights dim down over 15 seconds. And when I press pause or stop, they dim back up. Now, that's a simple thing, but when you're done with a movie and you shut the screen off, well, it's dark. Or you have to get up and turn the lights off after you started the movie, or where you just have the convenience of doing that. The other convenience is wherever you are in the home, from any user interface, not just a light switch or a keypad, but from the remote control, from a touch panel, from across the internet using our Foresight product, you can control your lighting from wherever you are. So those little conveniences add up to just having a lifestyle impact that once you live with it, you really don't want to be without it.
My experience has been a lot like when I first experienced DVR or TiVo. Right, it's the question: how big of a deal is it to be able to skip commercials, really? But you live with that for a little while, and then you go to a hotel, for example, and then you're frustrated by the fact that you have to sit through commercials. You can't skip ahead or anything like that. And lighting is very much the same way. You get used to just those real simple conveniences of being able to turn all the lights off with a single button press. Or I had the scenario in my home of if I returned home past 11 o'clock. I pressed a welcome home button, and it would give me a pathway of light, but if it was after 11 o'clock, it would only go to 50%. And that's usually because, well, I created it that way because I was usually carrying my daughter, and I hated the fact that I'd come in, the lights would come on full bright, and she would wake up, right? She was usually asleep. So I just created that simple programming that if during the day, the lights would come on full bright, but if it was after a certain hour, they would only come on to 50%. But it would turn on all the lights to her bedroom so I could take her, put her in her crib, and then be done. So, real simple little scenarios like that, but they're addictive.
The other thing is the whole save you money concept or being energy conservative. I mean, I grew up in a house where if we had the lights left on for 5 minutes where they weren't being used, boy, my mom was all over you, like, shut the lights off. And my kids haven't been raised that way. We just leave lights on all the time, and it just bugs me. So simple things like a pantry light, where I open the door to our pantry, I have it programmed so 5 minutes after the light was turned on, it shuts off. So you hit the pantry light on, you get what you need, you forget to shut it off, you shut the door. Well, without the control four system, automated lighting, that light may stay on for 4 hours the next time somebody goes in the pantry. Now it just shuts off 5 minutes later. I can set the lights to shut off after so many minutes after use, or I have a sweep in my basement. 9:30 in the morning after they're all off to school, every light in the basement shuts off. Then I just know that, well, for the most part, the lights are off in the basement. They're not going to be left on all the time. In my case, whether it's conserving energy or not, it's just peace of mind because I feel better when I know the lights aren't left on around the house. I'm not wasting energy. So that's another aspect of it, that it gives you more control over your environment in your home.
Even while you're not at home, the home can give this lived-in appearance, right? So that if anyone were to be happening by or be scoping the house at all, they would get the appearance that people are living in the house because not just a single light, you can buy timers that just turn on a single lamp. Rooms can turn on and off in different parts of the house and kind of cascade through. So it gives a more intelligent kind of safety and security type scenario.
So one of the big benefits of having not just lighting control, but having it as part of a whole home control package is you get to all the interaction between the different systems in your home. So it's not just lighting. So for example, we have what we call an agent or something you can set up in your system. It's called a wake-up agent. So in the morning, instead of waking up to an alarm clock, personally, I wake up better to the light or the sun rising, regardless of what time of the day. But you can do things like set your wake-up scene. So if you like to sleep cold and you have the temperature down, you can have 20 minutes before you wake up, the temperatures come up. You can have the lights gradually dim up and have your music come on, have the blinds raise. So you can have control your whole environment and have it all be integrated into a control four system and not just be lighting control. It's really up to your imagination, like I talked about the theater example. There's a lot of things where you can integrate lighting into other things that you're doing to set moods, to add convenience, to add safety to whatever you're doing, which really adds the benefit of the whole is greater than the sum of the parts.
That really answers my question. Earlier on, I talked about just flipping the switch. It's more than flipping the switch if you have an integrated system, because you're flipping lots of switches all simultaneously with dimming. And I think that's, in a sense, answering my own question. It is a lot easier when you look at all of those systems working together as one whole.
Right, because you interact with your whole environment. You don't interact with just your music or just your lights or just your heating or climate control. It's the entire environment with what you're doing, with what your lifestyle is. And because the system is automated and it's intelligent, you can set it up to completely fit like a glove with your lifestyle and how you want your environment to behave. And lighting is a key part of that.
The theme I keep hearing, Ed, is that it's just everyday available, it's easy, and it's just always there. I'm thinking of one example. I remember back before my car didn't shut the lights off automatically after so many seconds, and I would come out to a parking lot to a dead battery. I mean, this is the same kind of thing I can imagine. It's just that feeling that you lock your car doors, lights on, doesn't matter because they're going to be off in 30 seconds.
Right,
and it's that same comfort that you get of walking away and knowing that everything is under control.
Yeah, the whole point of having a control system in your house is to enhance your lifestyle, add more convenience, more comfort, more peace of mind. And the little things that you point out, the little annoyances in life, a dead battery from a light being left on, or you just think of there's any number of things, having the system give you full control over your environment from wherever you are and have it be intelligent enough to interact with you and behave without you having to remember, oh, I got to remember to shut that light off. It just knows, and it'll do that for you. It's kind of like the TiVo example, where if you haven't had it, you really don't know what the big deal is. But once you start living with it, you say, wow, you know, how would I be if I moved houses? Would I spend the money to move this over? And if you haven't lived with it, you'd have a question. But once you've experienced, you say, boy, I don't want to live without this anymore. It's added that much value to my lifestyle.
Scott, where can we tell listeners to go to get more information about Control 4 and lighting?
Yeah, anybody can log on to the control4.com website. And there, it's the site's divided into the different sections, the different systems, different pieces of the Control 4 solution. So they can go into lighting and look at all the different products that are available, as well as some, you know, easy scenarios that can be accomplished with the Control 4 system.
And then we have a dealer locator up there. You can put in your zip code and you can see all the dealers that are in your area. Contact a couple of them and see what their capabilities are. We have a large number of dealers that are certified and trained that do this all the time and can come out and do a walkthrough with you and find out exactly what your needs are and get you set up.
I think you've kind of answered some of my earlier questions. I think lighting and integrated into the home automation system, the whole thing, is obviously got a lot of benefit. Thanks for joining us today on the podcast, Ed and Scott. Appreciate
Thanks for having us.
Thank
Enjoy.
You.
This has been a Rocky Mountain Voices podcast. Visit us on the internet at www.rockymountainvoices.com.